I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to this week's Meditation for Health podcast. This week we're going to be looking at meditation and fear and how meditation can help you if you struggle with any forms of fears. I want to begin by encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening just before you go to bed. It can be as little as 5 to 10 minutes, aiming for 20 or 30 minutes with the goal in mind of deepening your meditation practice through practice. And if you'd like some personal experience of practicing with Elizabeth and I, please visit our website at www.holisticretreats.tv, where you can learn about upcoming retreats, seminars, and talks on meditation, and spend some time meditating with us. First off, what are fears? Fears are something that we have created in our mind after usually having a negative experience. I say usually because our fears cannot come from our own experiences, but from those of others or things we just create in our mind, perhaps thinking about something or watching our parents be afraid of something. A lot of people from around the world are fearful of dogs because they had a bad experience as a child, and when they come here to the U.S., though their own children haven't been exposed to any negative experiences with dogs, they develop that fear too, even though they've never had it. Or you may be really afraid of snakes, for example, not because you had a bad experience with a snake, but because you watched a movie or show or read something in a book about something scary about a snake, and now you're very afraid of them. But the main ingredient of fears is that they are created in our minds, reinforced in our minds, and sustained in our minds. Outside of heights, which is an innate response, very early discovered in children, so that young children and infants are already afraid of heights at a very, very young age. Outside of that apparent natural fear, all the rest of our fears are created in our mind. We have a negative event of some sort or another, as I discussed before, and we reinforce it through thinking about, fearing, and analyzing all the negative impact of our fears. Thus, meditation can be extremely helpful in helping us with our fears, as meditation is all about quieting the mind, getting the mind peaceful and still. So let's see how we can put them together to help you if you are struggling with fears of any sort. Oh, and by the way, this week's meditation is in response to a request from a listener from Canada. So if you too have some aspect of meditation you want discussed, let us know. And perhaps we can create one for you too. I want to give you two techniques that you can use, whatever you're afraid of, to help you with your fears. I'm going to continue with the fear of snakes, since lots of people are afraid of snakes, as an example. But you can replace the fear with anything, whatever you're afraid of, in order to help you overcome your fear. So let's say you're afraid of snakes. The simplest thing to do when that fear just pops up in your brain because perhaps something you're watching on television, or perhaps you enter a room with snakes in the room, here's what you can do. Pause for a moment. Breathe as deeply as you can. Hold it. Breathe out. Try that again. Again, the key is here. You feel the fear inside of you. And it's going to be in your mind. You're creating it in your mind. Don't criticize yourself for that. Just understand that. And how you address the fear is you breathe deeply in as long as hard as you can. Hold it for as long as you can. Breathe out slowly and deeply. And what you do is, as that fear is there, keep doing that. Don't keep thinking about the snake. Just focus on your breath. Breathing in very slowly and deeply, holding it, breathing out slowly and deeply. The key here is you're redirecting your mind towards your breath. You're going to find that in and of itself, breathing this way is a great way to relax yourself in any situation. Perhaps you have to speak in front of people, and it's a really wonderful way to relax yourself. You can breathe slowly in as deeply as you can, holding it for almost as long as you can, then letting it out very slowly. Now the key here is, because you're focused on your breath and only your breath, you're not thinking about that which you are afraid of, in this situation, the snake. You're really redirecting your attention onto your breath. And even though you're not necessarily in a meditative state, what you're doing is allowing yourself to relax and to be able to handle the situation, because you're not perseverating on or thinking about or making the situation worse by embellishing it with all your fears and anxieties. Now let's apply it to your meditation practice. I've talked about how to meditate in earlier episodes in a variety of ways, so today I just want to briefly touch it. But you're following your breath, your focus is just on your breath, breathing slowly, breathing deeply, then breathing out slowly and deeply. Unlike the earlier technique, you're not holding it between. You're not trying to breathe in as much as you can and breathing out as slowly as you can. It's more of a rhythm, a very slow rhythm of breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And what can be helpful is what I call a prayer word or a mantra or just a phrase you can use. One I like to teach people is, breathe in, I am, breathe out, peaceful. And this is in your head, you're not saying it out loud, but with your in-breath, breathe in, I am, breathe out, peaceful. Okay, now let's say you've gotten to that very relaxing meditation state. Now focus on that which you're afraid of for a little bit. Again, getting back to the snake example. Focus on snakes, just think about them. Keep breathing slowly and deeply. And you're going to find the anxiety and the tension start building up again. And then when it does, just go back to your breath, get your mind off the snake, and then get back to being relaxed. And then once you're relaxed again, go back to the snake. Think about the snake or whatever you're afraid of. Focus on it while you continue to breathe slowly and deeply. Imagine yourself being in the same room with it. And when it feels too overwhelming, just go back to your breath and your mantra or your prayer word or your phrase. Say that again, and then go back to that which you're afraid of. And what you want to do is slowly get to the point where you can actually, where you can be very comfortable with that which you fear. Again, if it's a snake, you can imagine yourself holding the snake, perhaps even petting the snake, and allowing it to crawl around you without any fear. If it were public speaking, imagine yourself in front of a large group of people, speaking confidently, but without all the fear and the anxiety. Again, it takes time, and it's very unlikely that you'll be able to do this in one session. But if you continue to do this on a regular practice, I think what you'll find is very positive results for any fear, no matter how intense they are. The more intense they are, the longer it will take. But take the time for it, and what you again will find will be a great relief from the stress, anxiety of your fears. Fears can be very crippling and can actually grow. I regularly get calls from clients who need help because they can't even leave their home because there's so much fear inside of them. It started off perhaps with a minor fear, but now it's grown into fear of just leaving their home and going outside. It's called agoraphobia or social phobia. So anyone can be helped. It does take time, and perhaps someday I'll be able to help you with your fears. But this is a great way to address your fears, particularly if they're minor, and allow yourself to work through them so that you aren't afraid anymore, so that you aren't anxious. Next week, I'm going to be giving a guided meditation for our listener in Canada. Obviously, it won't be just for her, but if you struggle with the same fear she does, you may find it very helpful. Her fear is flying. She's very petrified of flying, so I'll be giving a specific guided meditation for people who fear flying. That way, if you fear flying, you can listen to this while you're in the plane. Of course, I'll be talking more about it next week. So I look forward to spending time with you next week. May this week be filled with lots of meditation and continue on your path of creating a meditative life. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.